y'all make homebrew. Well, how would you make it? They put it in a what?
I don't know how the old time well, make that okay. beer. I don't know how they made that beer, but the old, that one old lady down in the street from us used to make the beer. So they had a little homebrew.
Did you ever see, what would, like, flour come in years ago, a long time ago? Did you ever see?
Come in sacks. What they call a gunny sack, you know, the regular, so that's how you get your flour. Like, I mean, you know, you wouldn't buy a pound of flour, you get a sack of flour. And everybody made bread, biscuits, you know, down their own.
Yeah.
Made their own bread.
Did y'all have a place, say, a little room where you would store all that stuff?
Usually they did. They had a little pantry. That's how they call it. A little pantry where you store your, where they made preserve, or they made, like, fig trees and pick up the preserve. Like a tomato would be canned. I mean, jars would be. Or they would have a little pantry where they kept it, where they kept it, the food was kept.
Did your daddy have a place where he would keep, say, his tools or wood or
something? Yeah, the old tool shed. That's what they take you when you was a bad boy. They're back in the tool shed. Give you a little waking up. Yeah, we had a tool shed down next to the house. Tool shed. You had to have your tool. You had to have your coarse cut saw, your own hammer, and all that. Because you couldn't hire a carpenter.
Or he cut wood on or what? What did he have those things that you set wood in?
You set them like this. The log would fit in between there. We used to sit on that with a cross cut saw. You ever seen it? One man on each end? One guy pulling, the other push. We had brand new ones like that.
Yeah, but your daddy would probably keep you busy on that.
Well, we were too small. My brother used to do the cutting. We'd sit on it so it wouldn't flip. They'd do the cutting. Then you got two things like this. Put the pieces in between them. We'd sit in between the two while they were cutting the end of them.
So yeah, those are called, you know what?
Wooden horses, we called them. Yeah. That's what they called wooden horses.
You didn't have indoor plumbing, right?
Oh, definitely not. You had the loud house out there. You had to move every so often, weren't you?
Yeah.
Indoor plumbing.
What did they call that? They call that name for it,
the outhouse?
Yeah, or anything else?
No, it didn't front of that.
Privy?
No, it didn't.
Commode?
That was all fancy words, which is what you, in front of that, they call it an ill use. It would mean a building outside what it meant. They call it an outhouse. And that was, everybody had, that's all you had, didn't they? But you had a one-hole outhouse. If you had two holes, you was considered pretty rich. You know, it's not all the time you could have a two hole. You only the fancy people had a two hole.
Yeah.
You had a one-hole outhouse.
Yeah.
You move it every so often and bury that and then move it a little bit further on down the line, you know.
When did you get your first water in the house?
We used to have wells down here. When the first water we got, it was deep wells that was dug down, pumped through when the electricity came down. And you'd have a what they call a pressure pump that was. And the only thing you could use that water for was for the commode. Because it was salt water almost, it was brackish, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't no good to drink anything. Still drank from the system. In 1959, when they incorporated Grand Isle, the city became a city. Well, that 2 years later, they brought the water system down here. We just been having water since 1961, I think. Before 61, which is not too many years away, 17, 16, 17 years away. Well, we had systems. Everybody had systems. That was the main, that's how you got your drinking water.
The water ran off, they had to get the water off.
Ran all the house into a gutter, and the gutter, all the gutters from all around the house went into the system. It didn't rain in 3 months, you were in bad shape. You have to get water from some of these people come out here with a truck and a tank and bring, sell you water. But most of the time, Mother Nature took care of them. They kept it pretty good. You couldn't waste no water. The worst thing is like you do now, we open a shower at home now, and every minute you let the thing run for an hour. Those days, you took a, you washed, and that was it. And you didn't take too much water to wash, you know. You couldn't afford to lay down in that water and sun down and that like that. There's a lot of people joke wouldn't let you sun too much anyway. Keep your skin out a little bit.
How was it made? Did they have those boards on the outside that would lap over each other?
Most of them were made that way.
They had?
They overlap like this house right across. It's one of the old houses of Grand Isle right there.
Yeah.
Looking at it. Or that addition, that square part of it was added only. Some of the old people had that on. It was right next to the city hall here. That's a real